KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, in high school baseball last night, game heard here on KJAN, the Cam Cougars got a strong performance from Lane Speaker on the mound and at the plate as they improved to 9-0 on the season with an 8-2 win over Exira EHK. Speaker started on the mound and went five full frames, allowing just three hits and two unearned runs with nine strikeouts and three walks on the night. Speaker said the arm felt pretty good.
Yeah, I was especially feeling good there at the end. My arm felt a little bit better. It felt like I was throwing a lot harder. Had pretty good command throughout the game, too. I couldn't quite throw my curveball the way I wanted to, but I was doing pretty good rolling.
Speaker also came up big at the plate early, hitting a two-run homer in the first inning to left. That was part of a four-run frame for the Cougars to help them grab the early lead. Speaker said he had a good idea he was going to get a good look on that pitch.
Yeah, after the first curveball he threw me, I kind of felt a little stupid on that. And then he threw a second one. I knew it was going to be right in the strike zone, so I swung and it went out.
Speaker finished 3-for-4 on the night, scoring three runs. Colby Rich came in to finish the pitching duties in the sixth and racked up four strikeouts to get the save. Speaker said Colby has been doing a great job being relatively new to the duties.
Yeah, Colby did great. He's been doing well ever since he started pitching. He got his first appearance not that long ago, so he's been doing good too.
The Cougars remain unbeaten but do have a tough schedule ahead. They travel to Southwest Valley on Thursday and then face two ranked opponents on the schedule next week from Class 2A in Underwood and Woodward Granger. A tough Audubon team awaits as well on Wednesday in a game we'll have here on KJAN. Speaker says he knows they have some work to do.
Yeah, we obviously want to finish this week out and be 10-0, and then next week we're going to be facing a lot stronger competition, so we're really going to have to be on our A game.
Exira EHK falls to 1-8 on the season with the loss. Trey Peterson took the loss on the mound, allowing six runs on eight hits before leaving with an elbow injury in the fourth. Cash Emgarten finished the game on the mound for the Spartans. Tyler Peterson went 2-for-3 at the plate with an RBI. The Spartans will travel to Woodbine on Friday. In other Rolling Valley Conference baseball last night, Woodbine beat Boyer Valley in eight innings, 6-4. West Harrison over Glidden Ralston, 10-0. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley, an 8-2 winner over East Union. In other action around the region, Nick Ravlin homered and was the winning pitcher in Underwood's 11-10 win over Kemper Catholic. Trainer scored 10 in the third inning, and they beat Fremont Mills 15-1. St. Albert beats Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln by an 11-2 final. Sioux City East over Harlan 5-4. Denison beat Alta Aurelia 7-0. Southeast Warren over West Central Valley 19-3. Coon Rapids Bayard a 6-3 winner over Ogden last night. The Iowa High School Athletic Association released the district baseball tournament brackets yesterday for classes 1A and 2A. The postseason will begin on July 11th. The semifinals are scheduled for July 14th with the district finals on July 18th. In Class 1A, District 13, Orient Maxburg will play at Cam in the opener. Nottoway Valley will face Lennox also at Cam. Stanton will play East Union at Southwest Valley, and Bedford will play at Southwest Valley as well in first-round action. The semifinals will be held at both Cam and Southwest Valley schools, with Cam hosting the district finals. In District 14, Essex is at St. Albert, while Fremont Mills will play Exira EHK also at St. Albert. Also at Sydney, it'll be Griswold playing Sydney and Riverside facing East Mills. St. Albert and Sydney will also host semifinal round play with the finals at St. Albert. In District 15 in 1A, Arweva plays at Audubon, and Boyer Valley will face IKM Manning at Audubon. Also at Coon Rapids Bayard High School, Glidden Ralston will play the Crusaders, and Logan Magnolia faces Woodbine. Audubon and Coon Rapids will host semifinals, with the finals in the district being held at Audubon. Also in Class 2A play in District 15, Trainer will play AHSTW, and Red Oak will play Clarinda. Those games at Clarinda. The semifinals will be held at Tri-Center High School, with the AHSTW Trainer winner facing the Clarinda Red Oak. Facing Tri-Center, and the Clarinda Red Oak winner will face off against Shenandoah. Tri-Center will also host the district finals. In District 16, Maple Valley plays Kemper Catholic, and OABCIG plays Missouri Valley. Those games in Carroll. The semifinal at Underwood will have Kemper Catholic facing the MOC, or facing the Maple Valley, Kemper Catholic, the Maple Valley winner facing Underwood, and also at East Sac County, it'll be OABCIG Missouri Valley winner facing off against East Sac in the semifinal round of the tournament. In high school softball play last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Lewis Central beat Shenandoah by a 7-2 final. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK defeated Cam 12-0 with Spartans scoring most of their runs in the third inning. They popped 11 in the third. Macy Emgarten had four strikeouts, throwing a one-hitter last night for the Spartans. Woodbine beat Boyer Valley 15-3. West Harrison over Glidden Ralston 14-10. Whiting beat Arweva 12-10. In Pride of Iowa Conference play, Nottoway Valley's Alyssa Davis belted two homers and knocked in six runs, helping the Wolverines to a 9-3 win over East Union. In non-conference play around the area last night, Audubon edging Griswold 4-3 as Sidney Beamer had three hits and two RBI to help lead the Wheelers. Harlan beating Logan Magnolia in eight innings 4-3. Creston over Lennox 3-2. Trainer beat Fremont Mills 10-5. Grandview Christian over Coon Rapids Bayard 5-0 in girls softball last night. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have replaced the New York Yankees as the opponent for the Chicago White Sox in the Field of Dreams game on August 13th at Dyersville. The schedule change caused by the new coronavirus pandemic meant the White Sox no longer play the Yankees this season. The new opponent, first reported by the Des Moines Register, was confirmed to the Associated Press by a person familiar with the arrangements. Major League Baseball hopes to announce its new schedule next week. Baseball players began reporting to their teams yesterday in the most significant step yet as MLB presses ahead with its plan for a 60-game sprint of a season. Most players underwent a battery of health checks not only for COVID-19, but also for any other lingering ailments from spring training ahead of the planned workouts Friday and Saturday. One thing was clear, despite rising numbers of positive tests and some players opting out, most players and executives are bullish about the season taking place in just a few weeks. An emotional Chicago Cubs pitching coach, Tommy Hottovy, is recovering from a severe case of COVID-19 that quarantined him for 30 days. The former major leaguer learned that he had the virus on the third day he felt ill following a nasal test. Hottovy tested negative about 2 weeks ago and still gets winded easily. Hottovy isolated in a spare bedroom with a relentless fever, difficulty breathing, dehydration, and an increased heart rate. It was particularly bad at night, making sleep just about impossible. The Kansas City Royals have launched what they're calling a Fanbassador program, which up to 500 fans may purchase a plastic cutout of their likeness for $40 apiece that will be displayed in a seat at Kauffman Stadium during the abbreviated 2020 season. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Royals' Respond Fund. Colorado Rockies general manager Jeff Burdich says he supports outfielder Ian Desmond's decision to sit out the 2020 Major League Baseball season over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic and other societal issues. Desmond will be replaced by veteran Matt Kemp. The slugger agreed to a minor league deal with the Rockies and could get the DH job. Catcher Patrick Bailey has agreed to a minor league contract with the San Francisco Giants that includes a $3.8 million signing bonus. He was selected 13th overall in last month's amateur draft. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that the NFL will cut the preseason in half and push the start of exhibition play back a week to give players more time to get in shape. Teams haven't been able to gather together since last season because of the pandemic. The league and the Players Association have been meeting to find ways to make sure that they can have games in a safe environment. The exhibition slate will now begin August 20th instead of August 13th. Teams will begin reporting to training camp on July 28th. Webb Simpson is competing on the PGA Tour again after his family had a coronavirus scare. One of Simpson's daughters tested positive for the virus, leading him to withdraw from last week's tournament as a precaution. Simpson says the daughter, along with his wife and other kids, later tested negative. Webb leads the tour in FedEx Cup points and scoring average. He's attempting to become the PGA Tour's first player with three victories during the pandemic-interrupted year. Chad Campbell is withdrawn from the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit after becoming the sixth PGA Tour player to test positive for coronavirus. The Rocket Mortgage Classic's latest policy change on the coronavirus means Cameron Champ can play the tour this week in Detroit. Champ tested positive for the virus last week when he arrived for the Travelers Championship. That meant he had to self-isolate for 10 days without showing symptoms. Champ was asymptomatic when he tested positive. The tour says he had three negative tests over the next 3 days. The tour consulted with the CDC on its policy change. Now anyone who is asymptomatic and tests positive will be eligible to return with two negative tests at least 24 hours apart. That's Check of Sports this hour. Brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.